Surprised to see me? Of course you are. I shouldn't be here. I should be long gone. Because I'm always long gone by this time. But here I am, not gone. You're confused. Of course you are. This is a very unlikely situation. You're a security guard. This is your office, and I'm just sat here waiting for you. A thief is in your office just waiting for you to come back. That is strange. It's just very strange. Very, very strange and very unlikely. Do you want to know something else that's strange and very unlikely? Well, and this is from my point of view, as a thief. As a thief that has been visiting this museum every night for a half month and a half. What's strange for me is that the night guard, that'd be you, is not acting particularly guardy. Now, I will admit I don't know everything about being a security guard because I am a thief, but I'm pretty sure that you're meant to stop people like me. And you're not doing that. And it's not because I'm really, really good at what I do, even though I am really, really good at what I do. But that has nothing to do with it. The reason that you're not catching me is because you're making a point on being on the other side of the building. Now you might be wondering, how can you do that? Well, I will tell you because I've worked it out, and it took me an embarrassing amount of time to do so. And not because it's complicated, but rather because it's so simple. It's obvious. It's so obvious, but so unlikely. I mean, it's seriously unlikely because you are a guard. And yet, you know exactly where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there. And what do you do with this information, this oh so very helpful information if you're a guard? Well, you use it to avoid me. You use it to avoid me. That is so strange. So unlikely. That is obvious. Really obvious, but also not obvious. And I have to admit that you have me curious. You have me so, so curious. And that is a bad thing for me. That's an awful thing for me because I'm a thief and I should not be so curious, but I am, and you are just... You've got my attention. So I thought I would wait for you. And sitting here as I am, I have to ask you a question. Do they purposely make this chair so very uncomfortable? They do. Why? Well, that is I'm not surprised. I am not at all surprised. This place is just... Oh, that is the least of their crimes. An uncomfortable chair, so you pay attention. This place is just evil. But you know that, don't you? Oh, you do. Oh, you do. Oh, don't bother lying. I mean, you could. But why bother? Do you really want to lie to me? You know you should. You absolutely should lie to me, but you don't want to. So, don't. But then again, you don't have a choice, do you? Bonded as you are. I saw the tattoo. Barbaric, horrible thing. I am so sorry. But you are a wily one. You are cunning. You are smart. And I like that. I really like that. I didn't have all the pieces before. I had a theory. I had a couple of theories. I had a lot of theories because you're not... You're just so confusing. You're doing everything that you're not meant to do. But as far as I can tell, you're not bad at your job. You're actually really good at your job. You're not crooked. So, why? I am really not good with whys. I just get too curious. So curious. I wasn't sure before, but I am now. and you don't have to say anything. Because you can't. You want to, though. Oh, you really, really want to. So let's start with your father, shall we? A criminal? Not a thief. Something corporate, I'm guessing. Embezzlement? Only not. He was framed. Of course he was. And I'm betting by the same people who own this lovely, crooked, evil museum. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I didn't know it, but I do now. So, your father was arrested, sentenced. And like all criminals who are sentenced, he died before the end of his sentence. And as his only child, the sentence was passed down to you. We're so civilized. Only not. You were caught, tattooed, and enslaved. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. But remember how I said you were wily? They took a while to get to you, didn't they? You were elusive, hard to catch. And the older you are, the less the bonding process works. You're not mindless, you're not a drone. Quite the opposite, you are. I can see it in your eyes. I can see the fire. I can see the hatred. I see it because I share it. I hate this place. I hate everything that it stands for. And that is why I steal from it. And I'm very good at it. Very good at it. But that's not why I've been getting away with so much. Oh no. You are. You are the reason why I am being so successful. And you shouldn't be. Because you are a bonded security guard. You should be doing everything you can to obey every single command. And you are, in a way. In a malicious, rebellious kind of way. And I really appreciate that. I really... really appreciate that. Because you're fighting. You're resisting. But you're doing it in a smart way. And that is something that this city needs. This city isn't short of rebels. But they're so dumb. So stupid. And I'm not being mean, I'm just being honest. You won't bring down the council with brute force. You need to be smart. You need to be sneaky. And you are. But you're still bonded. You're still limited. Only you don't have to be. If you don't want to be. And I know that you don't want to be, but... but there's a difference between wanting something and... actually reaching for it. The way things are for you now, you're safe. You rebel, you fight. But you're not at risk. And that's not a bad thing. It's a difficult choice. We both know what happens to people who resist, who don't comply. We've seen it. We've lost people. We've mourned. And that is a heavy weight. But. And there's always a but. A wonderful, tempting but. I can take away your tattoo. I can remove the chains that bind. Obviously, I'm quite handy with magic. Wouldn't be able to steal the things I do if I wasn't. And I've been doing a little bit of specialized research. Now, if you were bonded as a child, well, I wouldn't be able to do anything. But because you were older, because you are not so slavishly devoted, well, there's some wiggle room. However, and I said however so there wasn't a but, because, there's a but. And it's not good. I can't be sure that it'll work, and, if it doesn't, it might push you all the way there. You might lose what sense of self you have. I might lose you. And that's a funny thing to say, right? I don't know you. But I do. I feel like I do. But there I go with the butts again. When I look in your eyes, you have beautiful eyes. I should just go. I should just walk out, but I can't because you've seen me. I've talked to you. You can't deny this. There's no sneaking around this. So I've kind of fucked you over. Sorry. You only have two choices now. Give me up, or give me your hand. Let me have a crack at removing that tattoo. If you choose to give me up, I won't blame you. I kind of deserve it. This was pretty much a dick move. But there's something about you. I think that the two of us, that is so strange. That is, I don't do people. I am not a team player. I am a lone wolf. But, so many buts. I think it's because I've been sitting on this chair for an hour and it's so uncomfortable and my butt is numb. But the two of us working together, I think we could do some real damage. I think we could cause some real pain. I think we can make them bleed. I want to see them bleed. And I know you do too. So I will stop talking. And I'll just reach out my hand. And you have a choice. You can either take it, and I will burn that tattoo from your flesh. Burn the conditioning from your soul. Or you'll grab me and knock me out. Which isn't my preferred choice. I just thought I'd mention it because I'm a delicate magic user. I'm a fragile thief and I might just be in love with you. Yeah. Also going to mention that, but I think I might be in love with you. Not quite sure how that happened. I think it's because you're so interesting and you have gorgeous eyes. And I'm playing for time. Because I'm scared. I'm scared that you're going to take my hand. I'm scared that you're not going to take my hand. I'm scared that it will work. I'm scared that it won't work. But it's not my choice, it's yours. So my very unguard-like night guard. That was a mouthful. Will you take my hand? Or will you put me down? You decide.